Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'i Lihonganji. Mo'ili'i Lihonganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Thelma Ando in memory of Mr. Sotaro Uehara and family. Our originally scheduled speaker, Reverend J. Okamoto, was unable to send his message to us. So Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani, our resident minister at Mo'ili'i Lihonganji, has stepped in to present a message. Good morning, Reverend Umitani.
Please place your hands together in gassho for the opening aspiration. In his boundless great compassion, the Tathagata is filled with pity for the beings of the three worlds. I have appeared in this world and expounded the teaching of the way, seeking to save the multitudes of living beings by bestowing upon them the benefit that is true and real. From the Raja Sutra, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning. In the month of April, we Buddhists celebrate the birth of Siddhartha Gautama, who later attained a deep spiritual awakening and became the Buddha, the Enlightened One, the one with the highest wisdom and compassion. The influence of the Dharma has been so great that the teachings of the Buddha spread throughout the world. Today, we place the Hanamido, the flower altar, with the baby Buddha standing inside of it, honoring and paying homage to the life and light of Shakyamuni Buddha. The essence of the Buddha's teachings can be explained in many different ways, such as impermanence, causes and conditions, interdependence, emptiness, Four Noble Truth, and Eightfold Path. I think one of the words that describes the essence of Shakyamuni's teachings is what he said when he was born. The legend tells us that the newborn infant, the Buddha-to-be, walked seven steps, pointed his right finger to the sky and left finger to the ground, and proclaimed, "In the heavens above and on the earth below, I alone am the world-honored one. All that exists in the three worlds is suffering, but I will bring comfort." Whether this baby really walked seven steps or not is not important in this case, even though this is most likely a legend which was created later by those who revered Shakyamuni Buddha. I think this is based on the teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha. What Shakyamuni Buddha wanted to convey was the joy of being born as a human being. In the heavens above and on the earth below, I alone am the world-honored one. Of course, it does not mean that only the life of Shakyamuni Buddha is honored and are precious, but it means that everyone's life should be equally honored and be appreciated. I think Shakyamuni Buddha taught us the way of life in which each of us can say, "How fortunate and happy I am that I could be born as human being." Back in the Buddha's time, there was a caste system in India, dividing people in society into different castes or levels, within which people were treated differently. And I think the Buddha saw people, regardless of their social status, or suffering in their lives. Shakyamuni Buddha discovered the truth that could free everyone from suffering. Through Buddha's teachings, many people, no matter who they were, discovered a way of life in which they can truly appreciate their own lives from the bottom of their hearts. They discovered a path that can shine their own lives. For us, the Jodo Shinshu Buddhists, Shinran Shonin taught us that we are all affirmed and embraced just as we are by the boundless wisdom and compassion. So for me, I personally appreciate the Buddha's teachings as a way for me to shine my own lives. No matter who I am, and no matter what I am doing, I am affirmed and accepted as I am. This universal teaching of the Buddha enables me to accept my life as it is and truly appreciate this gift of life that I have received. To me, the essence of Shakyamuni Buddha's teaching is this: discover the truth in which you can truly shine your life. Shinran Shonin wrote in his Wasan, "The Tathagatas of the Ten Quarters compassionately regard each sentient being as their only child." So Jodo Shinshu Buddhism is the teaching to listen to this voice of the Buddha calling us and telling us that the Buddha compassionately regards and embraces each being as their only child. I like to share a story which was shared by the late Dr. Taitetsu Unno. This story is shared in his book, Bits of Rubble Turned into Gold, on page 15. At a Shin Buddhist temple in Japan, Dr. Unno once heard a teacher talk about his only son, who had had a terrible case of asthma since the time he was born. Hoping for a cure before the baby entered first grade so he could receive normal schooling, they moved south with him to a warmer climate. The boy slowly grew strong enough to enter primary school with his peers. One of the first major events in the Japanese school year is what is called Field Day, when all students participate in some kind of race according to their grade level. Early in the morning of Field Day, the little boy went to school accompanied by his mother. As the father waited for their return home later that day, he could hear gleeful laughter and happy conversation coming from the two as they approached their home. Sensing their excitement, the father thought for sure that his son must have done well in his race. As soon as the two entered the house, he called out to his son, asking, Did you take first place in your race? Then the boy said, "No, Dad." And with a big smile, he said, "I did not come in first. I came in eighth." "Oh," the father said. "And how many kids run in your race?" "Eight," the son shouted, clapping his hands. The mother turned to the father with a big smile, and she said, "Isn't it wonderful that he could run just like the other children? He came in eighth place. He finished the race. Remember when he couldn't even run at all? Now he runs just like the other children. This is cause for celebration. Our son is number one." For the parents, winning the race was not important. The most important and joyful matter for the parents was the fact that their sun was truly shining in his life. When they see their sun truly enjoying and shining, that's the greatest joy and happiness for the parents. Shakyamuni Buddha taught us the wisdom and compassion that embraces each of us as number one. Amida Buddha is the Buddha embracing and affirming us, saying, "You are number one." Like the relationship of the parents and a child in this story, no matter who we are and no matter what we do, each of us is equally the main target, the main object of the Buddha's wisdom and compassion. How wonderful and grateful it is. In gratitude, I recite the Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Ubitani, for your Dharma message. To listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, April 25th, the speaker at a 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Shiho Yasunaga. As we come to the close of this program, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Selma Ando, and our speaker, Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliilihonganji. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week, when our speaker will be Bishop Tatsuya Aoki of the Jodo Shinshu Buddhist Temples of Canada and the resident minister of Vancouver Buddhist Temple. Namo Amida Butsu.